Kroger Tender Ray Beef presents by transcription Hearts in Harmony. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. So visit your Kroger store. That's where you'll find Kroger cut beef and many other famous stars of the food world. And now a special treat. Here's George Burns and Gracie Allen, who'll tell you about a star of the food world featured at Kroger's.
Here he is, the greatest singer alive today.
Oh, Gracie, I'm not sure I'm the greatest singer.
I'm not even sure he's alive today.
Give him the voice that thrills millions.
Well, thanks, Gracie. I know it thrills millions when I say that Maxwell House coffee is delicious. The result of carefully selected Latin American coffees, radiant roasted to perfection.
Sing, George.
Iowa.
Hey, that reminds me, George, that I owe a lot to Maxwell House, the coffee that gives you so much more for so little more.
Sing some more, George.
Okay.
Arizona.
Arizona One Coffee. Then.
I know, Maxwell House, the one coffee that's always good to the last drop.
Get Maxwell House coffee at your Kroger store. It's Kroger for better values on well-known brands, the stars of the food world. And now, Hearts in Harmony. The news of Barry Carlton's death has been kept from Penny until the doctors feel she is strong enough to stand the shock of it. And yesterday, in an attempt to learn the permanence of Penny's injuries, Penny was given a thorough examination. The results were alarming. And today in Rossville, Penny's one-time fiancé, Johnny Keith, discusses them with young Nora Lang. Johnny says,
Mrs. Billings had a long talk with the doctor after the tests were made, and he looked at the x-rays, and... Well, the news wasn't good, Nora.
She's going to be scarred, isn't she, Johnny? Well, that's what I've been afraid of all along. Oh, Cricket.
No, it isn't the scars that frighten the doctors, Nora. It's her eyes. They think she's going blind.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that can't happen to Penny, not after everything else.
You'd think losing Barry would be enough, wouldn't you?
That was too much. It was unfair, awfully unfair. She was so close to happiness. If there hadn't been an accident, they'd be married now and happy, the way Freddie and I are happy.
You'd think she had happiness coming to her after all the other knocks she's taken, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
You'd think she'd get one good break somewhere along the line, but no. No, she not only has to lose Barry, she has to be scarred and maybe blind as well.
Johnny, this is a horrible thing to say, but maybe if Penny is horribly scarred, it's better if she's blind. At least she won't be able to see.
Well, she'll know, though, by touch. What an awful thought, Nora, to think of Penny, gay as she is, always smiling, always lovely and active, groping in the dark, seeing with her fingers.
Johnny, please, let's not talk about it.
Well, I'm sorry, Nora, but that's the real tragedy now. It's not Barry's death anymore. It's Penny's life. What'll she do with it? What'll she be able to do with it?
I don't know. If I were Penny, I'd want to die.
Well, that's what scares me. Penny may want to die, too. These things about the scars and the blindness are true. It'll be more dangerous than ever to tell her about Barry.
But they'll have to.
Oh, yeah, sure. They'll have to. It'll be as if they'd put a bullet through her head or a knife in her heart. It'll be just that fatal.
Johnny, we've got to do something. We've got to think of some way to help her.
How? What can we do?
Oh, crickets, I don't know, but there must be something.
Nora, you know I'd do anything I could. I've said 1,000 times there's nothing I wouldn't do for Penny at any time whenever she needed me. And now when she does need help, it's beyond me to know what to do.
Well, there must be something. There has to be something. Penny's always helped others. Look what she's done for me and for Freddie.
And for me. So many things, I can't count them or remember them all.
Maybe an adding machine would help, Johnny.
Oh, hello, Freddie.
Hi, Nora.
Freddie, have you heard the latest news about Penny?
Yeah, sure have. Got it straight from Mrs. B this morning when I phoned the hospital. Johnny, I couldn't get my mind off it all day. Oh, Nora, here's the money that you wanted for the flowers for Barry's funeral.
Oh.
And if you need some more, just ask.
Oh, thank you, Freddie. Well, this should be more than enough.
Well, this is one time the cost doesn't count.
When is the funeral, Freddie?
It's tomorrow morning. You're going?
Yeah, I want to. I wonder if Penny will find out about it.
All she has to do is see a newspaper. She'll know.
Unfortunately, she's not reading anything.
Well, maybe that's why her eyes are on the bum right now. Maybe luck's on her side after all, Johnny. Maybe she can't use them just for the time being, so she won't see anything else that'll hurt her.
Well, that's a lovely thought, Freddie. I hope you're right.
You know, I do, too. But I doubt if the trouble with the vision is that insignificant. I understand she came through the eye test badly.
Well, things like bad vision after an accident clear up sometimes, Johnny. I knew a guy once who was hit in the head with a baseball. He was blind for almost 2 months, and then his sight came back just as good as ever.
Oh, Crickets, I hope the trouble with Penny's eyes is just temporary. Going blind on top of everything else is just too much.
Whether she's blind or not, she's going to be a sick and broken girl when she comes home. She'll need help, lots of help, from everyone around her.
Well, when do you think she'd be able to come home?
I don't know, Freddie. We'd better start thinking now of what to do for her.
What can we do? What can anybody do? When she finds out that Barry's dead, that's going to be the end of everything for her.
It will be if she's left to look for herself.
Huh?
But if we look out for her, do something, plan something to help her when she gets
home. Something to occupy her mind, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Say, maybe we can get her out of town. Nora, we can scrape up some money.
Sure.
Maybe you and Penny can take a trip to Mexico or Panama, maybe even South America.
Well, that'd help. Going new places, seeing new people, and...
You mean, if she can see, don't you, Johnny?
Yeah.
Let's all pray for at least that one thing for her, that she can see.
Well, if prayer will do it, she'll see. Now, look, I like this idea of Freddie's, of sending her away. And you and Freddie won't have to scrape up all the money. I have a little, and I can sell my car to get the rest if necessary.
Oh, no, Johnny, you don't have to do that. We can swing the finances. The farm did great this year, and
you'll be donating Nora to the cause, Freddie. Let me at least donate a fair share of the money. Now, would you mind going, Nora?
Oh, of course not, if it'll help Penny. Really can't think of anything that'd be better for her. But, Johnny, please don't sell your car.
Well, now, look, that's the least I can do. I can get, $1,500 for it easily. And I'll bet you and Freddie won't be taking money out of the bank. You'll have to give up something.
No, we won't. But the farm will. We'll just have to get along with one new truck. We really do need two. That new planting equipment we need. Guess that'll just have to wait for another year, huh, Nora? But, Johnny, I'd sell that farm if I had to. And you'd let me do it, too, wouldn't you, Nora?
Oh, Freddie, you know I would.
Well, I'm sure you won't have to do that. We can get, $3,000 or $4,000 together, can't we?
Sure, it'll be a squeeze, but we can get it. Then all we have to do is to get Penny to go. And that's going to be the tough part.
Oh, Cricket, she never lets anyone do anything for her, does she?
Well, this time I think she will, Nora. The fight will probably be gone out of her by the time she gets home. She'll have had the shock of a scarred face, of knowing Barry's dead, and if her eyes aren't well, she'll be as helpless as a child.
And then she won't be Penny, will she?
Would you expect her to be?
Well, I know I wouldn't be the same after going through all she's gone through. But, Johnny, she might fool us.
Not this time, Freddie. I know how she felt about Barry more than you do. She talked to me about him lots of times, and it wasn't just that... She loved him and he loved her, although that would have been enough. But don't you see, Barry meant happiness to her. And happiness is something Penny'd been looking for all her life and always found, only to lose it again. This time, she was sure she'd never lose it.
Well, she didn't lose it, Nora. It was taken away from her. That's worse, I guess.
Well, we've got to help her forget about it and to find it again.
Scarred, blind, and with nothing but memories of Barry, you expect her to find happiness, Freddie?
Well, it does sound useless, doesn't it?
Oh, Crickets, we're not giving up, are we? How can we be of any use to Penny if we give up?
That's a good point, Nora. You're right. At least we have to have faith. Now, look, I'm driving down to Hedderton this afternoon. Would either of you like to go down with me?
Oh, I'd love to, Johnny, but I have to stay with the children.
Well, look, when I talked to Mrs. B this morning, I said that I'd try and get down there. I'll go along with you, Johnny.
Swell, swell. And maybe we can start working on our plans for Penny now.
Sure.
Sure, we ought to begin thinking of ways to cheer her up right now.
Ready? Johnny, next time you come and see me, I'll have a surprise for you.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow they're taking off the last bandages on my face.
Oh, that's swell, Penny.
Well, I guess you'll be glad to get rid of them, won't you?
Oh, that's an understatement. And I'm prepared for a shock when they come off, too.
What do you mean, shock?
You know what I mean, Johnny. I must be scarred.
Well, what if you are, Penny? It won't be much of a scar.
Sure, and scars can be taken care of. Anyway.
Yeah, I know, but even if there's nothing they can do, I won't mind.
Why should you mind? Well, scar or no, you'll still be the best-looking tomato in Rossville.
Maybe that's the reason I'm not as worried as I should be, is that I know Barry will think the same thing. I'm just that sure of him.
Sure, of course.
I know I shouldn't admit I'm so sure of him, should I, Johnny?
Well, why not? The guy loved you the minute he laid eyes on you.
Sure, and I guess a guy like Barry would all... Say, Penny, what are you going to do when you get out of the hospital?
Oh, I don't know. Depends on how soon Barry gets out. He may be in a lot longer than I, but I'll know more about that next time I see him. And that might be tomorrow.
Well, look, you don't want to worry about doing anything at all tomorrow but having those bandages taken off.
You think it'll be too much for one day, do you, Freddy? You all think I'm a sissy, hmm?
No, we don't think you're a sissy, Penny. But... Well, with what you've been through, you ought to take it easy.
Oh, I'll have lots of time to take it easy when Barry's getting well. I'll have to do a lot of things for both of us as soon as I'm strong again. There's the house to plan and a lot of things to take care of. You know, I think we'll have a regular wedding in Rossville now. I think Mother and Mrs. Carlton will want it that way. Oh, we were wrong to slip off to be married the way we did. Hey, Freddie, where are you going?
Me? Oh, well, Penny, I promised Nora that I'd be back early today, and you know that nurse, she said not to stay too long anyway.
That's right, Penny, she did. And we don't want to get thrown out of
here. Yeah, but you'll be back in a day or two to see me without my bandages, won't you?
We sure will.
Both of you, please. And next time, maybe they'll let you see Barry, too.
Sure. Well, so long, Penny.
So long.
Bye. Thanks for coming to see me, both of you.
Of course.
Sure,
bye.
Kitty. Come on, Johnny. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, you said it. I think if I stayed in her room another minute, I'd have started to cry.
Yeah, me too. Johnny, it's not right to let her go on thinking that Barry's alive. It just isn't fair to let her go on dreaming this
way. They have to let her dream until she's strong enough to be wakened, Freddy.
Yeah. Well, what'll she wake up to? A nightmare?
Will the plans of Nora, Freddie, and Johnny be helpful to Penny after she's been told the terrible truth? How bad are the scars on Penny's face? Is her vision really failing? And what effect will the news of Barry's death have on her? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger Cut Rib Roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waste and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. Ladies, Kroger's great hot-dated coffee brings you an opportunity to win a big, luxurious Hudson sedan, an Alaska sealskin fur coat valued at $1,400, a Westinghouse laundromat, roaster, or Adjust-O-Matic electric iron. 1,160 prizes are being given away in 5 weekly contests. The first week's contest closes midnight tonight. Entries received after midnight go into next week's contest. Get your entry blank with full details at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.